Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, on a later day, the recordings. Sabbath blessing to each and everyone. Welcome on this blessed Sabbath, June 27, 2015. This is lesson 133. We are in chapter 28 entitled Levi Matthew, and this will be part 2. Before we begin our study, we have opening song entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place on earth so precious, may it find me dear each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past, for his love has been so precious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrow, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray, while I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me, as I sit, Lord, at thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me, let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Our Father, I thank you for this field to have this blessed day. I thank you for your spirit to wake us up this morning. I thank you for your spirit to have another blessed day. I pray for you to learn from today's scripture study. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our cross-like spirits. Protect us from the evil, protect us from the things we see and do. Let us be able to be obedient and always be faithful to you. Let us be able to be helpful to one another and loving one another. Let us support all the temptations the devil used against us, and let us walk safe and free for all the days of our lives, and always be dependent on you, Lord, we do. Let us not be able to feel discouraged when there's been the people's words do tend to hurt us. Let us be able to still stand strong, forgive us all for our sins and iniquity and Christ-like spirit. And also protect our brother and parts of the world from all the crises that may happen. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture for our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 10 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciple." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled Levi Matthew of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babula.
Matthew 9:11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, Why eat your master with publicans and sinners? Matthew 9:12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick.
Matthew 9:13. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Matthew 9:14. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees see fast off, but thy disciples fast not? In Matthew 9:15, And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Amen.
So listen, dear one. Matthew 9:16. Then put it a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it taketh from the old garment, and the rent is made worse. But their scribes and Pharisees.
Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 275 to 276. Can everybody hear me? I think we're having a little bit of technical issue. Praise God. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, we are in Desire of Ages, page 275.
Desire of Ages, page 275. When the rabbis learned of the presence of Jesus at Matthew's feast, they seized the opportunity of accusing him, but they chose to work through the disciples. By arousing their prejudices, they hoped to alienate them from their master. It was their policy to accuse Christ to the disciples and the disciples to Christ, aiming their arrows where they would be most likely to wound. This is the way in which Satan has worked ever since the disaffection in heaven, and all who try to cause discord and alienation are actuated by his spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Who has worked in a similar way as the rabbis who seized the opportunity of accusing Jesus' works by arousing disciples with prejudice in order to alienate them from their master? You have the answer to this question, dear one. Blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, this is the way in which Satan has worked ever since the disaffection in heaven, and all who try to cause discord and alienate are actuated by his spirit.
Amen. Great job. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms.
Desire of Ages, page 275. Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Question the envious rabbis. Desire of Ages, page 275, paragraph 2. Jesus did not wait for his disciples to answer the charge, but himself replied, They that behold need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go thou and learn what
But go ye
and learn what thy meaneth. I will have mercy, not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And it says on the picture, I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Amen. The Pharisees claim to be spiritually whole, and therefore in no need of a physician, while they regarded the publicans and Gentiles as perishing from disease of the soul. Then was it not his work as a physician to go to the very class that needed his help? Desire of Ages, page 275, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How did Jesus wash over his disciples when they were asked, why eat your master with publicans and sinners? And what did Jesus not come for? If you know the answer to this question, you won. Babala.
The answer is Jesus did not wait for his disciples to answer the charge or himself reply. They that be whole need not. Physicians, but they that are sick, but go ye and learn what the meaneth. I will have mercy and no sacrifice, and for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Desire Pages, page 375. But although the Pharisees thought so highly of themselves, they were really in a worse condition than the ones they despised. The publicans are less bigoted and the self-sufficient, and thus are more open to the influence of truth. Jesus said to the rabbis, go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Thus he showed that while they claimed to expound the word of God, they were wholly ignorant of its spirit. Desire is page 275, paragraph 4.
Continuing, Desire Pages, page 275. The Pharisees were silenced for the time, but only became more determined in their enmity. They next sought out the disciples of John the Baptist and tried to set them against the Savior. These Pharisees had not accepted the mission of the Baptist. They had pointed in scorn to his abstemious life, his simple habits, and his coarse garments, and had declared him a fanatic. Because he denounced their hypocrisy, they had resisted his words and had tried to stir up the people against him. The Spirit of God had moved upon the hearts of these scorners, convicting them of sin, but they had rejected the counsel of God and had declared that John was possessed of a devil. Desire of Ages, page 275, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Christian boys and girls, what were the Pharisees wholly ignorant of concerning God's word? And what had they pointed out from the Baptist abstemious life? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
There is a spirit and his several habits, his coarse garments, and had declared him a sanatic.
Desire Pages, page 276. Now when Jesus came mingling with the people, eating and drinking at their tables, they accused him of being a glutton and a wine bibber. The very ones who made this charge were themselves guilty, as God is misrepresented and clothed by Satan with his own attributes. So the Lord's messengers were falsified by these wicked men. Desire Pages, page 276, paragraph 1.
Desire Pages, page 276. The Pharisees would not consider that Jesus was eating with publicans and sinners in order to bring the light of heaven to those who sought in darkness. They would not see that every word dropped by the divine teacher was a living seed that would germinate and bear fruit to the glory of God. They had determined that to accept the light, and although they had opposed the mission of the Baptist, they were now ready to court the friendship of his disciples, hoping to secure their cooperation against Jesus. They represented that Jesus was setting at naught the ancient traditions, and they contrasted the austere piety of the Baptists with the course of Jesus in feasting with publicans and sinners. These are of ages 276 para 2. Thank you.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What was Jesus accused of when he came mingling with the people, eating and drinking at their tables? And what was Jesus there for? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, voila.
They accused him of being a glutton and a ruin, but the very one who made the charge were themselves guilty, and Jesus was eaten of publicans and sinners in order to bring the light of heaven to those who sat in darkness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Proverbs. And that is located in chapter 23, verses 20 through 21. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. We are in page 276.
The disciples of John were at this time in great sorrow. It was before their visit to Jesus with John's message. Their beloved teacher was in prison, and they passed their days in mourning, and Jesus was making no effort to release John, and even appeared to cast discredit on his teaching. If John had been sent by God, why did Jesus and his disciples pursue a course so widely different? Desire of Ages, page 276, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 276. The disciples of John had not a clear understanding of Christ's word. They thought there might be some foundations for the change, the charges of the Pharisees. They observed many of the rules prescribed by the rabbis and even hoped to be justified by the works of the laws. Fasting was practiced by the Jews as an act of merit and the most rigid among those fasted fasted 2 days in every week. The Pharisees and John's disciples were fasting with the latter. The latter came to Jesus with the inquiry, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast all, but the disciples fast not? But thy disciples fast not."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did Jesus and his disciples to pursue a course so widely different? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
That is, the disciples of John had not a clear understanding of Christ's words. They thought there might be some foundation for the charges of the Pharisees. They observed many of the rules prescribed by the rabbis and even hope to be justified by the works of the law.
And there is also another answer. Adir El-Rab, he said, measuring themselves among themselves. And let's learn the last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah. And it's taken from chapter 49, verse 6.
Preserve of Israel. I will also give thee more and life. to Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation, unto the end of the earth. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6. And he said, it is a lie thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation, unto the end of the earth. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of this first part of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this is the second part where we ask all the little ones to come very close and gather around the mic for a story time.
Love worketh no ill, or does no evil, to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. To fulfill means to obey. How many are deficient in love?
We are having a little bit of technical trouble. Our dear brother will be able to come back, so bear with us. And God bless all of the dear family just coming in the room.
Nobody else took over. Well, we're having computer problems, like Rose said this morning. I don't know where I was when that thing broke off.
Right in here.
How many are deficient in love? That's not a question. That's an exclamation. That means lots of people don't have love in their hearts. That's why people kill each other. Oh, that love might eradicate, that means remove, from the heart, hatred, emulation or competition, and strife, fighting and arguing, and the root of bitterness, hard feelings, whereby many are defiled. Defiled means contaminated with something. And this, in this case, is sin. Never can the love of Jesus be received and shed abroad or shared in the heart until envious feelings, envy means you want something somebody else has, until envious feelings, hatred, jealousy, and evil surmisings are put away. Evil surmising means thinking evil of somebody else. Many are deceiving themselves, for the principle of love does not dwell in their hearts. They may close their eyes to their own errors and defects. In other words, they ignore them. But they cannot deceive God. There must be a reformation. A reformation is a change for the better. The plowshare of truth must plow deep furrows in our hearts. A plowshare was a farm tool that turned the soil upside down, burying the weeds and making the soil ready for planting. The plowshare of truth must, plow deep furrows in our proud hearts and tear up the sod, that's our thoughts and feelings, of an unsanctified nature, that the Spirit and love of Jesus may be planted in our hearts. Time is fast hastening on, and every work will soon be brought into judgment, and either our sins or our names will be blotted out of the book of life. That's a solemn thought. Pure love is simple in its operation and separate from every other principle of action. What is a principle? It is a governing law of conduct that determines how we act. When combined with earthly motives and selfish interests, it ceases to be pure. God considers more with how much love we work than the amount we do. Love is a heavenly attribute or characteristic. The natural heart cannot originate it. That is, it can't make it. This heavenly plant only flourishes where Christ reigns supreme. To flourish means to grow big and beautiful. Where love exists, there is more power, or there is power and truth in the life. Love does good and nothing but good. Those who have love bear fruit in holiness. That means they do good and nice things to others. And in the end, they receive everlasting life. It was the same Jesus who commanded that love should be the ruling principle in the old dispensation, that means the times of the Old Testament, that commanded the love, that love should be the ruling principle in the heart of his followers in the New Testament. The working out of the principle of love is true sanctification. Sons and Daughters, page 49.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, because we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled Libra and Matthew of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear families, mommies, daddy, or little ones would like to have closing prayer.
Can we all kneel and bow our heads for the prayer? Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us, keeping us, and protecting us throughout the week. Lord, I ask you to just be the voices of everyone here who's speaking in this chat room, blessing everyone who's in the chat room and everyone who will be listening to this at a later time. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being so merciful to us, and even in times that we're not worthy of you to be so merciful, Lord. Thank you for giving us a day of rest, though sometimes throughout the week it's just we never find time to sit back and just thank you for all the things that we're supposed to, Lord. In your precious name I pray, amen.
Amen, and indeed, truly, in Christ there's only true rest. Next Sabbath, dear ones, chapter 28, Libra and Matthew, part 3, and that will be held July the 4th, 2015. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the reading, and also we welcome all the newcomers, and we are so glad that you all are here. We have actually had some activity for the dear family to be able to enjoy. We hope and pray that the dialogue will continue in the home, that the children and the whole family may be able to understand what they just heard. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, and God bless everyone.